104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Rude Dits and Loz.
Ooh. Making news. Now what? We go back about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We had this rumour to drop.
Which Adelaide TV presenter is refusing to get vaxxed and their job is on the line?
Oh. Really?
There's an Adelaide TV presenter.
I'm trying to think. News presenter?
And there's a standoff at the moment between this person and management, and it's going to come to a head.
All right, we got one right.
Looks like it did come to a head.
Yeah. So,
well done, Dits.
Treaders is the man, obviously, Warren Treadray. Now, what it leads us down a path here, I think, of what's the end result in this? Who wins, who loses? And it's a ballsy thing from Treader's point of view, whether you agree with his views or not, but to make such a stance and say, well, I'm not prepared to get vaxxed, and therefore he's... So is his job on the line? And later on, I want to open this up to everybody because, interestingly, having a discussion here this morning, one of our staff members said, I reckon there's 10% of our people who, when this rule, when it becomes mandatory here, we're going to lose 10% of the floor. I said, nah, surely not. So how strong are you on this? Are you prepared to lose your career?
Yeah.
Clearly some people are.
Yes, absolutely.
And clearly Warren Treadray feels so strongly about it that he's not going on air at the moment and saying, well...
He's saying that he's fully vaccinated in every other respect. He's not anti other vaccines. He's anti the COVID one.
Right.
So it's an interesting, specific... stance. I don't know what's going on. I don't know him at all. I have never met him before. I would have thought, again, like being a athlete, you'd have plenty of injections over your life and it wouldn't be an issue, but he's very particular about this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and look, whatever his beliefs, I don't know what his information is. This is how he feels.
But there, as I say, we will have work colleagues here that I presume will walk off the job one day soon.
I really hope
and
that's
make a stance.
Not true.
Yeah, I do
really
too.
I really hope that that's
I do
not
too.
True. It makes me so sad. It makes me really sad that people would give up their livelihoods because they're so scared of this vaccine.
But if you
and
can't
they don't
work
need to
at
be.
Channel 9 or here or wherever, where are you going to work?
Well, that's a very good question.
What, are you going to be out of work for the rest of your days?
Yeah,
well...
And I mean, look, there's so many questions that people bring up, you know, it came about so quick, the vaccine, and for that particular side of the story, it did come about quickly because everyone was working on it. For the first time possibly in the history of the world, all health experts around the world were working on it to get it to where it is now.
And the funding was just unlimited funding.
Yeah, that's right.
Which
anyway,
is the huge issue.
We'll take calls on it later on. How strong do you feel about it? Are you prepared to lose your career?
People
and maybe your work life? Yeah, yeah. Incredible. David Spears in the news again, Loz.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even here for this yesterday. No. You know, he went after the Greta Thunbergs of Adelaide and said he was being worn down by the Greenies.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the environment minister, so might come with the territory. He's now in the gun. He's defending himself over the fact that he has shares in a coal mine.
The environment minister.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost indefensible.
It is. It's an interesting, I don't know how you can have a portfolio that is the environment and then also invest in coal. I just don't, I'm not sure how that works, but I wonder what Greta Thunberg has to say about that.
Oh, I'd like to hear from her.
Yeah.
Could she please ring in? Yeah, 133353 Greta, if you're out. Yeah. More Ironside arrests.
Yes.
18 men yesterday around Adelaide, aged between 30 and 50, I think, from various suburbs. So this is ongoing. It's getting bigger and bigger.
I want to see the movie about this in 20 years.
Yeah, good underbelly sort of
really,
might be a series.
It's juicy, isn't it? It's a very...
We haven't had an Adelaide underbelly series yet.
No.
We've all been Melbourne, Sydney,
that's
Griffith
exactly
and all
right.
That. We need an Adelaide one.
Serial killer capital of the world.
That's right.
And we've never had an underbelly. What more can we do?
Yeah. What about the fella in King Island? What happened there? How did he get into trouble?
Just being debaucherous and naked and peeing, wasn't he, on the golf course?
At the airport, I think, on the runway, on the tarmac. They've been playing golf, but he thought he'd relieve himself on the runway.
Oh.
And the reason this story interested me, as soon as I saw King Island and nudity and urinating, King Island brings out the worst in people.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Triple M personalities in particular.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do, Dits?
Which, wasn't me, which, here's a rumour for you, which on-air personality got into trouble for playing golf nude on King Island?
Jeez.
Current on-air Triple M.
Was it Mark Ricciuto?
Wasn't my all right? No one from the breakfast show, so that
narrows it down.
What other shows do we have on?
Jeez, it could be the Rush Hour.
Oh,
could be
right, the Rush Hour. Now, who's on the Rush Hour? We got Jars, Bluey, and Bernie.
Right. Which one out of those three do you reckon? Right.
We've narrowed it down to three. Now, two of them play golf, one doesn't. We've narrowed it down to two.
Two, so Bluey and Bernie.
Right, okay. Anyway, that's what's making
you
so
overtime.
Sorry, mate, you just Bull got hit by a pit.
Mr. Vince, that's not a five iron.
Mm. I didn't name anybody.
It's barely a two iron.
Mm. Oh, jeez.
There is no planet B. There is no planet blah.
On Triple M Breakfast with Rooditz and Loz.
Blah, blah, blah.
Loz has gone missing, but Greta Thunberg's here.
I shouldn't be up here.
Things sound better with Greta.
How dare you?
Hey, Gleeso, front page story today. Environment Minister David Spears was at a private function, but I guess once you're talking or speaking at a show, it's kind of public
when
you say things. Anyway, the story has leaked out of this function that the Environment Minister has said he's sick and tired of South Australia's Greta Thunbergs and all of these crazy lefty activists. He said he wants a new portfolio. He doesn't want environment anymore.
He hates the lefties. I love it.
Mm. We've got Greta on the line. Morning, Greta.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. How do you react to this?
Well, I'm not happy, Dits, you know. I'm sick of slimy politicians, you know, only motivated by self-interest. Did you know he only initially came to Parliament as the member for Bright, which is not something he has ever been accused of being?
No.
You know, I'm in shock.
Right.
Is it too much to ask that the environment ministers care about the environment?
Yeah.
How dare you?
He says he's sick of the South Australian Greta Thunberg types. What's a Greta Thunberg type?
A Greta Thunberg type? Well, I am the Greta Thunberg type. Yeah. It's excellent, ambitious, you know, cares for the environment. I should be the environment minister. And he should be in school learning how to not be a total dick.
Right.
Honestly, a Liberal politician calling someone an elite whilst at a private Liberal fundraising event. Well, that's like Chris Dittmar saying Dave Gleeson drinks too much. You know, whilst holding a glass of wine at a winery during a wine festival.
Right. Okay.
He's also said that climate activism is full of crap.
Did he? Oh, okay. Well, speaking of crap, have you seen David Spears' haircut? He looks like... he looks like Chris Dittmar's weird cousin. Okay. He doesn't even want to be the environment minister.
No.
Was this portfolio before? Douchebag portfolio?
Yeah, all right. Let's move on. Now, you've made it back to Stockholm as well since the we last saw you at the climate summit in Glasgow.
No, I'm not home yet. I'm actually in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on my dinghy paddling home.
Right.
Okay. Everyone says they'll fly in planes less, but is anyone actually out here with a paddle? No. Kid Meyer around the world are dancing on TikTok, and I'm in the middle of the ocean paddling for 13 weeks to get home. You see? Yeah. Oh, shit. I've just lost a paddle.
Oh, no. You've been going around in circles.
I'm literally up shit creek without a paddle, okay? ocean has stolen my paddle and my future. How dare you, ocean?
Sounds like you've got a bit on your hands there, Greta. Look, enjoy a well-deserved holiday after the climate summit. Hope you get
holiday?
Back.
Holiday? Yeah. Did you say holiday?
I did.
The climate crisis never takes a holiday.
Fair enough.
I don't take holidays. Who do you think I am? Mark Rosciuto? How dare you?
Right. One of the great pains in the ass. I mean, one of the great people that we've met, Greta Thunberg, here on Triple M.
Oh, what's
we always start the show with what's breaking news. There's so much today. We're doing a second seg, all right? There's
unreal.
So much news.
There's a lot happening.
A lot of international stuff. But now, MH370, we've talked about. How many years ago do you reckon it was that it disappeared?
Is it like 2 years ago?
8 years ago. MH370, 8 years ago.
Wow.
A British scientist believes he has now located it. He's absolutely found it with new technology. He's saying it's sitting at the bottom of the ocean in the southern Indian Ocean, 2,000 kilometres west of Perth.
And 4Ks down.
Yep. Reckons he's definitely found it. So it's taken a long, long time.
Question without notice. Do you know how far off track that was? Is from its original course.
I don't know.
Sorry, no. Dick.
Because there were actually six Australians on board that flight as well.
Yeah.
So, how long? I mean, they must have searched at least for a year after it went down.
Oh, yeah, for a long time. And you might remember that bits floated up on the beach in Mauritius and those sorts of things. But anyway.
So it was heading, it was heading from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, and it went out 38 minutes into its flight.
Then that is way off course.
Yeah.
It's down there. That's a long way south of where they're meant to be. Yeah, for sure. Tiger Woods, speaking from the world of sport, he has admitted that, remember, he had the big car crash?
Yeah.
Yes. Very hush-hush.
Almost
that.
Lost his leg.
There was a point in time when he was, I wouldn't say 50-50, but it was damn near there, but I'm not, I was going to walk out of that hospital with one leg.
Wow.
And he's admitted as well that he won't be a full-time golfer again.
It's sad because he's one of the greatest sportsmen of our
in history. In history.
Absolutely. Yeah. I used to love watching him play. He was just an absolute treat to watch, getting up there, winding up and letting go.
Unbelievable.
He was like a Mozart child prodigy as well, wasn't he? He started really young. Yeah.
Do you know his first name?
No.
Eldrick.
Eldrick.
Eldrick. I'd be called Tiger too if my name was Eldrick.
Eldrick.
Eldrick Woods. There you go.
That's blown my mind.
Yeah. No, what? Tiger. He wasn't. Yeah, christened Tiger. I can tell you that. In case you thought.
Eldrick.
Yeah, Donald Trump is back in the news again.
Yes.
Not that he ever is out of the news, but we're going to cross to New York shortly because he's been named in the Ghislaine Maxwell case, which is unbelievable.
Ghislaine. Yes. I don't think anyone knows how to say her name.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Sorry.
No.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Anyway, Donald Trump has been named in the case, but he's in the news for another reason as well.
I say this, I am looking at it very seriously, beyond seriously. From a legal standpoint, I don't want to really talk about it yet. It's a little too soon.
That is the fact that he's going to run for president in 2024.
Kanye is coming all over him.
He's coming back.
Kanye. Which other celebrity? Like, I feel like I would put my money behind Stallone. I feel like he'd be a great contender.
Rue would vote for him.
What about The Rock? The Rock reckons a little while he's going to run for it. Everyone's going to vote for The Rock.
I love The Rock.
Every retired actor in America ends up president.
Yeah. That's your next job.
Yeah. Hey, just finally as well, this isn't international but local, our former Premier Jay Weatherall, you may have seen or heard, has COVID, got it at the Henley High School reunion. 40-year school reunion.
That's why you don't go to your high school.
Don't pash on at the school reunions. The Jeffrey Epstein case is well underway over there in the United States, Loz, but what's intriguing, two former US presidents have been named in the evidence as well. So this is getting juicier and juicier. So we know all of the Prince Andrew allegations.
Yes.
Now a couple of presidents. Let's go to Channel 9's US correspondent in New York, Michael Genovese. Good morning, Michael.
The names keep popping up, and Donald Trump was mentioned again this morning. But it's important to point out, no suggestion in this trial that any of those higher profile names have done anything wrong. So he was brought up in the defence asking one of the witnesses, one of Ghislaine Maxwell's accusers on the stand, to confirm, and she did, that when she was 14, Jeffrey Epstein drove this anonymous witness who's going by the name of Jane Doe. Jeffrey Epstein drove her as a 14-year-old to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida to meet him. She confirmed that that happened, and then there was no follow-up questions, and it was immediately moved to a different line of questioning. So, as I said, no suggestion that Donald Trump had done anything wrong. And you mentioned the other president was Bill Clinton, who got a gig yesterday. That was in relation to the questioning of Jeffrey Epstein's former pilot. He was asked, who did you see on the plane over the years? And he rattled off a pretty high-profile list that included Bill Clinton. It included Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, Kevin Spacey, and John F. Kennedy Jr. amongst those names who had flown on the plane. And again, no suggestion that any of them had done anything wrong related to this trial.
So they're not going to be probing further into Trump and Clinton because of this? I mean, it's not exactly, you're not exactly in good company if you're going on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, well, I think the dates, Loz, are important as well. So these claims, and in particular the one witness we've heard from, her claims date back to 1994. Now, Epstein wasn't convicted until years later of the crimes that he was convicted for. And then, of course, he took his life not far from where I'm standing right now in a prison cell across the road as he was waiting trial on sex trafficking charges. So I think the time frame, I know Prince Andrew got tripped up on this in a BBC interview where it was put to him because he stayed at Jeffrey Epstein's house after Epstein was a convicted pedophile, and that was obviously a bad look for the royal family and Prince Andrew, and that got him into some public trouble as well. But no mention of any of that during the trial. Their names have popped up. And you could be forgiven, guys, to thinking that this is the trial of Jeffrey Epstein. It's not. It's actually Ghislaine Maxwell who's up on the six counts here, and it includes enticing, transporting, and trafficking girls as young as 14 to have sex with Jeffrey Epstein. So those are the charges that the prosecution needs to prove to a jury as we roll through day three. There's a break at the moment. I'll head back in the Savo where we'll hear more from this anonymous witness. She's going by the name of Jane Doe. She gave really strong testimony yesterday talking about how she claims Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein approached her randomly out of the blue as a 14-year-old. She was sitting on a park bench. They met her and started grooming her from that point, took her to the movies, bought her stuff while shopping, and that was the grooming allegation. And then it got really graphic. I know it's early in the morning where you guys are, so I'm not going to mention what took place, but, you know, group sessions inside Jeffrey Epstein's homes, which are dotted all around the US and around the world. So really awful stuff, but it's a matter of proving that it actually happened and getting a jury to believe it.
Well, the story would line up with all the other girls who've come forward. I mean, it sounds very similar and horrific. You mentioned before the jury. I hear there's drama with the jury. I mean, this case is sort of quite high profile, but people, there was a guy who was meant to go on a surprise Christmas trip with his girlfriend, and now that's not going to happen. And then there was one who wasn't getting paid by his boss because he was doing jury duty. I mean, you'd think with such a high profile case, people would be willing to pay their staff.
Well, yeah, that was a really interesting one. I hadn't heard that before. So we got here ready to go. The opening bounce just about to happen on day one of this mega trial, right? They spent weeks questioning these jurors and whittling them down from hundreds to 18. So you had your 12 starters and then your six backups. And on the day, the morning of, we all sat down with our pens and our papers, and the judge said, well, hang on, I've got two notes on my desk. One juror, as you said, their employer told them that they'd only cover her for 2 weeks jury duty, not six. So the judge had to intervene, called up the HR department of whatever job that person had, we don't know, and said, hey, guys, can you make an exception? And got it across the line.
Oh,
so
wow.
That juror's getting paid the full 6 weeks now. Yeah, there was the other one where one of the jurors' partners, I think it was a male, his spouse bought a surprise Christmas trip. And so I think they're still going. And I think the trial is actually going to work around it over the Christmas break. Yeah,
That's,
I think that was the workaround. And even today, it was even drama today. A juror had a coughing fit, so we had to stop halfway through the witness testimony while they went out and got a lozenger.
Fantastic.
I want to watch the movie about the jury.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks so much, mate. Michael Genovese, Channel 9's US correspondent over there covering the case.
If you've been impacted by sexual assault, domestic or family violence or abuse, the number is 1-800-RESPECT.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Hey, a very big international sports story has just broken. We'll get to that in a moment, but it is. It's a very, very big story. But starting locally first, the AFL is weighing up the idea of a Wednesday night kickoff to the season and a grand final rematch between the Demons and the Dogs. What do you think of that, Gleeson?
I reckon that is a fantastic idea. I mean, obviously the Dogs will have some unfinished business and the Demons will want to get out there and just say, we'll do it again to you, you know. Sorry, it's a great idea.
So Richmond and Carlton traditionally open the season on a Thursday night, but yeah, they're talking about this game on the Wednesday, Richmond Carlton on the Thursday, so a different way to start
What's
the season.
Next, Tuesday morning?
Yeah, that's right.
How far back can we go? Yeah, I don't know.
Good question. Ebony Marinoff's been elevated into the Crows AFL Women's Team Leadership Group. She joined Stevie Lee Thompson, Sarah Allen, Eloise Jones and Chelsea Randall. So a good, strong group there. Let's talk a bit of cricket, shall we? Former Test bowler Peter Siddle is backing Strikers teammate Alex Carey to make a successful debut in the Ashes.
Why he'll be so suited to such a big series is, you know, he prepares well. He's the ultimate professional, so he'll be ready to go. I think he's just got to back his skills, back what he's done over the last few years for every team that he's played for, and he'll be fine.
Now, it is absolutely pouring in the eastern states, so both of our teams, Australia and England, are being forced to train indoors at the moment. Let's hear from England fast bowler Stuart Broad.
I'm not shy of bowling in my hotel room anyway, so, in front of the mirror, there's been a little bit of that.
There you go.
Wow.
Hey,
they could make it an indoor cricket.
That's right.
Get the nets out.
Yes, indeed. Practice starts today on the mountain for this weekend's Bathurst 1000. Have you ever played at Bathurst?
I have indeed. I sang the national anthem there in 2018.
Oh, did you? God.
On the starting grid, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You remember the words?
I do. Second verse as well.
Yeah.
Do you? One of the rare people that knows the second verse.
I knew the second, because we did it in a choir group when we were kids, so I always knew the second verse.
You still know it?
Yeah. Oh, hang on a sec.
Oh, clearly not.
beneath our radiant Southern Cross, we'll toil with hearts and hands to make this commonwealth of ours renowned across the land.
So, see, I don't know any of that. I'm embarrassed. I know.
Did you get paid more for singing the whole thing?
No. I sang the second verse in my head as I was getting taken off. They only want one verse.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. Get off. Now, big international story that I spoke about moments ago. This is very, very serious. The Women's Tennis Association has suspended all tournaments in China out of concern for Chinese player Peng Shuai. Now, you'll remember a couple of weeks ago, she disappeared from public view after accusing a top Chinese politician of sexual assault. Now, the Tennis Association are saying they have serious doubts about that she's free, safe, and not subject to intimidation.
Because
big international incident.
They did trot her out in front of the cameras a week ago to say everything's hunky-dory.
That's
So we're going to hear more and more about that story in the next 24 hours, I reckon. That's our look at sport. Premier Jay Weatherall went to his school reunion and ended up with COVID. The old Henley High School 40-year reunion.
Right. Yep.
Got more than he bargained for.
So, I'm just thinking, how close do you have to get to someone if you double vaxxed to get COVID?
Was
there something going on?
Stay 1.5 metres apart. Yeah.
Well, a lot of passion goes on at school reunions,
doesn't it?
Not our former Premier.
No.
And quite seriously, he's a decent family bloke, fella.
Yeah.
We're not suggesting anything like that, but it just makes us think, what's happened at your school reunion?
Mine was the saddest. I went to a 10-year reunion a couple of years ago, and I was just a loser at the time. I had no job. I think I was working like a couple shifts a week at a pub, and I was volunteering at a radio station, and I hadn't finished my degree, and I was a bit fat and just like single.
Wow.
It was just a truly horrible experience. And then the guy that I was sort of seeing, who I'd been saying all night was going to show up, he didn't arrive.
They just thought you were some loser.
Take
with a
all knives
boyfriend.
Out of the studio, please.
It was, no, it was grim. It was grim. Terrible. I went home and I ate like a tub of ice cream in the dark. It was. But look at me now, guys.
Yeah.
All of that's the same, except now I have a job.
Our high school reunion, a massive punch on broke out an old debt that never got settled in year 12.
Oh,
and
good.
It started out as a joke, how, you owe me $5, mate. Oh, yeah, cool. And you turn your back and you talk to people, and then also you just this boom, bang, crash, turn around, and she's on.
$5 is $5.
$5 is $5. Yeah. So it was bound to happen, though.
I've actually, strangely, never been invited to a school reunion.
So is there any evidence that you actually attended a school?
Yeah.
Actually, yes. If you look up St. Francis Xavier's College in Hamilton, which used to be Morris Brothers, I'm at the number one position of alma mater people have gone on to do stuff.
So. Oh, really? What an underachieving school that is.
But Mark Richards went to our school, four-time world champion, surf world champion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But, so they've got me on the list. I actually went back there not for a school reunion. A couple of years ago, we were playing at the Newcastle Supercars, and they had a bit of a band competition at my old school. And we rock up there to do a thing, and I go, "That's Mr. Baldwin." And I, 35 years after I finished school, I'm still calling a bloke Mr. Baldwin. And I go up there, I say, "G'day, Mr. Baldwin." He goes, "Shane."
It's Shane.
Let's all be adults here.
What school did you go to?
I went to the mighty St. Michael's College at Henley Beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's not where Weatherall got his
No, Henley
COVID.
Beach. Henley High down the road. They're the ones that used to bash us. Yeah.
Oh, enemies.
Yeah, because we were the college boys.
So does part of you take joy in the fact that at their
reunion? No. I've got many friends from Henley these days, but when we were kids, it was a bit of rivalry.
Right. There was always a rivalry between the Catholic school and the state school, wasn't there?
When I was in primary school, which was at Beverley, I had to wear a blue cap, and people would knock off your blue cap and throw it, under a bus or throw it into a bush or something. And then if you got caught without your cap on, we got the strap. So that was always horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, the bullies would knock off your cap. And anyway.
So school reunions, I don't know. I've never experienced. I've only ever seen them on, Remy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
We dropped a rumour 2 days ago about an Adelaide TV presenter in a standoff with management. It turns out it's Warren Treadray at Channel 9.
Which Adelaide TV presenter is refusing to get vaxxed and their job is on the line?
Oh. Really?
There's an Adelaide TV presenter. And there's a standoff at the moment between this person and management, and it's going to come to a head.
As I said, we now know it's Warren Treadray. In a moment, I want to discuss how far are you willing to go? We've been told there are people in our very own building here that are anti-vaxxers. Well, are you prepared to put your career on the line? Let's discuss this next.
You can also text us if you can't call. 0488851047 for Auto Masters. Triple M Brekkie. Dits, Dominic has text in. Dits, stop saying anti-vaxxer. They may be anti-mandate.
Right, that really clears it up. What does that mean?
They're anti being told what to do by a government body or,
all right,
or anyone
so
else.
So what are your views now that we know the Warren Treadray situation at Channel 9? I'm looking at it, and I'm not commenting on him personally, and I'm not passing judgment, but what I'm saying is he prepared to lose his job? Is he prepared to put his career on the line? And my question going on from that is, can you then work anywhere? Not just Warren Treadray, anyone listening this morning that says, I'm anti getting the vax, so therefore, you know, if I do lose my job, are you employable anywhere under these rules?
Well, that's right, and it comes into the legal sphere then. Do you have any legal kind of grounds to stand on? I'd love Treaders. He's a good bloke. I hang out with him sometimes.
Yep.
But it's certainly a vexed issue. People are kind of, as that bloke's saying, you know, I don't want to be told what to do. Well, you know, I'm told what to do when the lights go red. You got to stop.
Yeah.
And if there's a police car pulled over on the side of the road with its lights flashing, you've got to be 25. You got to drop down to 25.
There are rules we have to live by.
It's have we got someone on the line? Are we going
to
do that?
We're going to go to some calls. Soon. So please ring 133353 because the other discussion that came up for us here this morning is I was told that there may be as many as 10% of people working here in this building who are saying, well, we're not going to get back. So when the day comes.
We haven't got that mandate yet.
No.
So it's not, we haven't been told. But I'm interested in the opposite end, which is if they don't introduce it, all the people here who are vaccinated might suddenly go, well, we could sue too because there are people in this building who
we're exposed.
Mm. So, you know, it's all about sort of prioritising the safety of the staff members. Mm. And not that I would ever do that, but people would be within their rights to go, this isn't safe enough for me, you know.
But because he's high profile, the Warren Treadray case will be, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Certainly.
Is there just a standoff forever that they never agree? Does he come back eventually and get his job back or... don't know. There are so many questions. And, I'm saying that if you do leave your employer right now, can you then be employed somewhere else?
Do you qualify for Centrelink because you've left your job? Are you still able to claim benefits?
A lot of good questions.
Yeah.
133353, are you prepared to lose your job, maybe your career over this?
You can also get us on the Auto Masters text line, 0488851047. DC in Salisbury North's kicked that off. Pro-choice, not anti-vax. Let us know here at Triple M Brekkie.
The vaccine rollout.
Vaccine.
I've got my vaccine.
I don't think an unvaccinated tennis player is going to get a visa.
Being held accountable for your own actions isn't called discrimination. It's called being a goddamn bloody adult.
Righto, Jackie.
Lambie.
Now, can I just, and again, it's not for me to tell people what to do or what to say here, but I reckon there's just a little bit of confusion. I'm asking the question this morning, are you prepared to lose your job or lose your career? And all the comments we're getting right now is, it's a disgrace, it's wrong, I shouldn't lose my job. Well, but are you prepared to? Because that's what's going to happen the way it is at the moment, a la Warren Treadray.
Yep.
Ooh, we've got Nick from Ranella. You're a teacher, Nick.
Hello, how's it going?
Good mate.
So, I today will be going into work as my last day. Next week I have my great old vasectomy going on. Woohoo! Yay for me! And apparently no one's asked me the question at all. They've always given me my enrolments for next year, so they just believe things are going on as normal. My dad actually is a courier and he goes picks up the samples and takes them everywhere. I got friends that are nurses. I've had a really good think about my decision, and based on the information I've been provided by them, I believe it's a bullet both ways. I've got the nurses that are telling me that there's so much things going on with people in the hospitals, females' periods are getting clotting, and I thought, you know, I've got young children. Is money worth it, or is spending time with my children worth it? My grandma had a heart condition, so if I do have the vaccine, will I get a heart condition where I can't play with my children? At the end of the day, it's just money. So if I can just get by and just live and have a good time, well, I think that's the greatest benefit of it all.
All right.
All right.
Good on you, Nick. Are you prepared to lose your job? So Warren Treadray has made a stand. I don't know whether it's going to be ongoing, but we know that last night he didn't read the sport on Channel 9.
Yep.
He doesn't want to get the vaccination, and he's made a stand. I'm asking this morning, are you prepared to lose your job over this? Because people obviously have strong beliefs. And then, can you then be employed moving on somewhere else? Because I'm presuming it's going to be in all workplaces.
It's going to be an issue that keeps reoccurring. I'd also like to say the last caller we had on said some things that were not factually correct about medical things. So check out the facts at sahealth.com.au if you want to clear that up. We don't want any misrepresentation coming through here about the medical issues.
We have got Stephen from Seton on the line. How are you going, Stephen?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What do you reckon? You're about losing your job for not getting the vax?
Yeah, I'm prepared to do that because we've seen it basically doesn't work. You've opened up the borders to the vaxxed only. And what's the point of taking an experimental vaccine when it's not even effective? And I've seen quite a few people with major adverse reactions. So to me, it's a no-brainer.
All right. Thanks, okay. Stephen. Good on you, mate. Stephen. Let's go to Paul at Broadview. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thank Are you prepared Paul. To lose your job over this?
I actually took the opposite way, is that I did get double vax, but reluctantly.
Okay, so you weren't prepared to lose your job?
No, because I can go for contracts and things, government or big corporations, and want to be able to still make a living.
Yep.
But a couple of things is that, for me, is that it's still only provisionally approved by the TGA, so it's not fully approved. And I forgot what the other one. Oh, the other one is I don't like businesses mandating that workers have to get the jab. I just think it should be a full government rule. Mm. The government should take the whole responsibility.
Yeah, that's not a bad point, actually.
Certainly not a bad point.
I certainly agree with that. We've got Josh from Kapunda.
How are you, boys?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you doing? What's your stance on the losing your job for vaccine, not vaccine?
Don't get me wrong. I am fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I would lose my job in a heartbeat for the simple fact that this isn't a vaccine. This is a prophylaxis, and people that aren't taking it are hesitant. You can't call them anti-vaxxers. Yes, there's 1% of those 10% that are anti-vax. But a lot of people are hesitant, like myself. I'm fully vaccinated with everything else. This one, I would walk away from my business if I was forced. For the simple fact, to me, if my knowledge of what I've read, there's no safe vaccine out there. But you guys push. But that's media. I've got nothing against you guys doing it. There needs to be more open conversation with it. And people like Nicola Petrosky need to be talked to a lot more. And that needs to be brought right out into the open. I have actually said yes, and I will join his COVAX-19 trial. That's my choice, because I find that protein-based one safe.
All right. Okay. Thanks for having your say, Josh. Can I just read out one of the text messages we've got here? This is from Joe. Giving anti-vaxxers a platform this morning. Good going, guys. Wow. Obviously criticising us. Look, this has come up in discussion, not just with you here this morning, but previously with Roo. My take on this is let everyone have their say. I'm not here pushing anyone's barrow. And in fact, all I'm talking about is the Warren Treadray situation.
Yeah. Mm.
So, Joe, understand why you want to have that say, but that's why we're asking the direct question. Are you prepared to lose your job? We're not here giving anyone a platform.
No.
I'm not promoting anti-vaxxing. I'm not promoting vaccine. I'm just sitting here. Listen, and so my view is, you know, on a radio station, you can't only just put through callers that agree with you.
No, that's right.
Everyone's
got
to have a say.
Yeah. And
so
also, you know,
please understand that.
There's that saying, enough rope, you know, like the more I hear from people, the less I sort of understand them, to be honest.
So, Joe, what we're not giving anyone a platform. We're actually just trying to hear all sides and be balanced if we can.
And I'll put my hand up now and say the only reason I got it in the first place is because Nicki Minaj said it makes your testicles bigger.
There you go. Good reason.
Like, sweet deal.
Good reason. Corbin from York Peninsula. Good morning, Corbin.
How you going, mate?
Good. What would you like to say?
I'm from the York Peninsula. Work on a farm now. I was working away and they were trying to bring it in and I was dead against it because I don't know what the vaccine's got in it, and they've only done 2 years of trials. Any other vaccine you get, they've done trials on them, polio and all of that. They've done trials over the years. The COVID-19's only been here for 3 years, and they think that the vaccine's right. My mum's had her second jab, and now I'm at home seeing my mum suffer from a vaccine, and she's been can't sleep for 3 days straight, and it's just I'm dead against it. I can't. My doctor has told me not to get it because I've got a heart condition and it can come back.
Yep. All right. We do know there are people with certain medical conditions that have been told they can't have it. So, yep, we do know that for sure.
The odds of getting having a reaction to this vaccine are incredibly low, but they're not there. I mean, anytime I take a Panadol, I know that there's a chance that I could have an adverse reaction to it. The odds of getting COVID are much, much, much higher.
And serious complications.
Serious complications from COVID that could last you a lifetime. Yep. So I just want people to keep their perspective. It is possible to have an adverse reaction to a vaccine, but it's very unlikely.
You can check out the facts at sahealth.com.au. Did you have something, Gleeso? No? Okay. Just really quick, can I chuck something really, really quickly? Is that we asked a very clear question. How far are you willing to go to stay an anti-vaxxer? And I would say around 5% of people that have texted or called actually listened to what that question was. Now, I'm not saying that they are, you know, for or against, but I've never seen that in my life.
But anyway, like I said, everyone's allowed to have their say.
Absolutely.
Is your squad tight and ready to get lit? Or can't you even? On Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz, it's time to play Who Wants to Be a Millennial?
Yeah, who wants to be a millennial? Either one of you?
I don't think I've got the energy to be one.
No, that's right.
Yeah, it is pretty
to
exhausting.
To learn all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. We need help. We need help, Gleeso. You've got, who's your contestant helping you out?
I've got Jason from Davern Park. How are you going, Jaso?
Not too bad yourself, mate. Good.
Very well, thanks, mate.
How old are you, Jason?
I'm 21 years old.
Perfect.
Righto.
He's actually not technically a millennial. No. He's even younger than that. But I bet you know all the terms.
All right,
Jace.
I've got Bianca from Ulibri. Good morning, Bianca.
Hello, Jib.
Hello.
Morning.
Good. Now, I need you to help me out. Now, we're not meant to ask how old a lady is, but how old are you?
I don't care. I'm 32.
Beautiful. Yeah. Righto.
Fresh as a daisy.
Okay. All right.
Right
question
in the bracket.
One. Question
okay.
one.
All right. Let's see if you know what these terms mean. If Sarah is having a hot girl summer.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Dits.
Oh.
I'm thinking, and I don't want to be rude here, but I think it's a euphemism for what a lady has each month. Is that what that is?
Oh, you think it's the crimson wave.
Bianca, do you know what it is?
I have no clue, Dits.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right, so you know, help at all. Right.
All right, would you like to try? Please,
is it Ruby Rose and Kristen Stewart?
Hot girl summer.
Yeah, yeah. They're having a summer fling. That's what I'm thinking of. Something sexy.
So far,
like
no
that.
One is correct. Should all we right. go to Jason?
Hey, Jason, can you tell us? Do you know what a hot girl summer is?
I'm gathering it is because I've read about it. Where girls show off themselves, you know, just for appreciation, like their bodies and you know, self. Right. Just okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Jake.
All right, Jason. Well
I'll give
done,
you the proper right. the proper thing. If someone's having a hot girl summer, it means they're in their prime. They're having their hottest summer of all time.
Right.
They're going to be fit. They're going to be toned. They're going to be
All right.
Their version
we
of
get,
hot.
We get the message. Right.
All right.
Question two.
Okay. If I'm having a menti B, what does that mean?
A menti B.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Yeah.
Cardi B's sister.
No. That is incorrect.
Right, Dits. I'd say a menti. It's got to be a real breakdown, a real tantrum, a mental. Do I get
all
it?
Right.
You got
yes.
it.
A mental breakdown.
A mental one breakdown. Oh, yeah, a menti B.
I didn't need you then, Bianca.
Okay. I'm going to give you three TikTok trends.
Okay.
One of them is real.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you the definitions. I'm just going to give you the words.
Right.
Which one of these is real? Nut bathing.
Mm-hmm.
Lip milking.
Mm-hmm.
Dry scooping.
Dits. Dry scooping.
What do you think it is?
No idea. Bianca, which one of those is real? Do you know?
I'm going with you, Dits.
Yeah. Do you know what it means?
No idea.
Oh, gee.
Dry scooping. is correct.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. And what is it?
And what is it?
Dry scooping was a really dangerous trend where people put a whole dry scoop of protein powder in their mouth and tried to swallow it. A bit like the cinnamon trend.
The cinnamon trick, right,
yeah,
right.
And you know, people nearly choked to death. It was very dangerous.
Hey, Bianca, you've won the Triple M beer.
Yeah.
Easy as that.
About that, Jase.
Oh,
and you didn't answer a bloody question either.
I trust you.
Good on you, Bianca. Well done.
Did all the heavy lifting.
There you go.
Jason's going to go home and try nut barfing.
Yeah. Jase, you got the board game from Crown and Andrews and the diamond set stick pin. We're not sale of the century.
Oh, get into Chemist Warehouse in the build-up to Christmas. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one, and you can get to department store fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
It. What's your fragrance, Dits? I can see it wafts over every now and then.
I think it's Lynx Java.
Cool BO.
No, but you actually smell quite nice. For a bloke.
What about that job where you have to sniff people's underarms? Have you seen that?
That doesn't exist.
It's true. They go and test people's test to see what how effective the deodorant
is. I'm googling
this
one.
The efficacy of the deodorant.
Yeah.
Oh,
get a load of that.
It actually exists.
All you have to do is stand on the M44 when people put their hand up to hold the handle on the bus.
Oh, yeah, get under that.
In a moment, Luke Darcy is going to join us. He and the Birdman, Brett Burton, have got a very special seminar coming up soon that you might be interested in. Luke Darcy next.
Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Dits and Loz. And Gleeso here as well. Angels tickets in 15. Gleeso, tomorrow night, Adelaide Showgrounds, and it's, as an Angels fan, it's one of the highlights when you lot team up with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. It is called Symphony of Angels.
Yes, it's all getting very, very real. I leave here this morning and go straight to a rehearsal session with the conductor.
Oh.
It'll be just the band and the conductor. He'll kind of walk us through some of the harder parts of the show, things to look out for to make sure that we're kind of not caught short.
Mm. Tell me, how many songs in the set?
I think it's 18.
So
today, I presume that's going to be quite timely then. Time intensive. Yeah. You're going to have to do a heck of a lot, aren't you?
With the conductor, we'll kind of do a top and tailing, you know, starts and finishes of songs and stuff like that. And then this afternoon, about 5 o'clock, we're going to have the choir and they're going to be running through the songs that they're singing. But there's a 30 or 40 member choir.
Is there?
Wow.
And you know what they do? No way, get.
Oh, really?
They even do that.
No.
They do it?
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah. That's so funny.
When we did it the first time, there was one lady who was a conscientious objector. So when it got to that bit, there was just an empty seat because she didn't want to be part of the...
There you go.
The chicanery.
My goodness.
Yeah,
do you still get nervous? Is this one of those gigs that you'll probably be a bit more nervous for?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this, especially, of course, the last 2 years kind of has been very stop-start a lot of dead air in between shows and stuff. So I've got to get me suit back from the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll be sharp.
Yeah.
Is it a higher suit?
I've actually got my own bag of fruit. Don't worry about that, Agos.
Now, my favourite song's Marseille.
Yep.
Do you have a favourite?
I reckon Be With You, which is one of their slowest ballady songs ever. But the kind of reaction that you get from the crowd and the Angels, obviously a very high energy band, and always have been. Their songs are very high energy, but in that moment when we're singing that, you can kind of feel the crowd coming together and feel getting a bit closer. So I love it. Love doing that one.
All right, so a big day ahead, but a lot of rehearsing to do today.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck.
It is tomorrow night at the Showgrounds. Kicks off 8 p.m. You can buy tickets from aso.com.au. Adults under $40 ticket start from.
There's a very special summit coming up here in Adelaide in February, and it's called A Leader Empowering Leaders Summit. Some of our good mates are involved, Luke Darcy for one, but also this man, the high-flying Birdman, Brett Burton. Good morning.
Morning, Dits. How are you?
Good. Tell us about A Leader Empowering Leaders.
Yeah, so we've got a summit in February to kick off the year. Obviously, challenged through COVID and not being able to have events. So great that we can pull some guests together and have a summit around empowering leadership. So
I think we've got Johnny Worsfold, Donny Pike, Ben Rutten, but then also some great female leaders in Fairly Velbridge and Laura Henshaw coming along as well.
Fantastic.
Now, it says there's a lot about mental wellness, dealing with COVID and returning to work if you've been working from home. I know a lot of people who, even if they had the slightest bit of anxiety before COVID, it's been really flared up by this. Have you seen a lot of that, the difficulties in entering society after this?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we know one of the biggest challenges around mental health is social connection. And so, obviously, for people, working from home, they haven't had that face-to-face connection. So good for people to get back into the workplace and find the balance of, I guess, working from home, but also, back in the office and working with colleagues. So, this is just an opportunity to, get inspired for 2022 and get along and listen to some empowering leaders. We've got, those ones that I mentioned, but also, Justin Langer and Trent Robinson. So talking about, their role of empowering the people they're involved with and inspiring people to, get along in the workforce.
Yeah, because, all those people that you mentioned, Woosharan, Benny Rutten, Don Pike, Justin Langer, they all came up to grow into coaching roles and leading roles and stuff like that. So I guess this the summit's all about kind of getting people on that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it just provides an opportunity to understand from those, those inspirational leaders about, how they inspire their people and very purpose-led. So we've got those sporting guys, but also, Laura Henshaw is just a, fantastic female leader. We've got a, business called Keep It Cleaner. And then Fairly Delbridge is an Adelaide girl who runs sustainable spaces business. So just an opportunity for, people to listen from, inspiring leadership and empowering leaders about how they go about their business and look after their people.
So when you talk about a couple of very well-credentialed female business leaders there, clearly you're after a lot of women to come along to this. It's not a blokey event just because we've got some of these sports people speaking. It sounds like it is quite well-rounded. Would I be right in saying, Brett, that this would be a good opportunity if there are any bosses out there thinking, why don't I take my staff along to this? I mean, it sounds as though they're the sorts of people you want to talk to.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely pitched at the business community. And I guess we recognise that it's been a tough period for a lot of people over the last 18 months or 2 years. And, events like this haven't been able to be run. So it's an opportunity to come to a full day event, bring your senior leaders along, bring your managers along and kind of kick off the year on a good note. And, it's not just about coming and, listening to a one day event. It's an opportunity to have breakout rooms and listening to the people that you want to listen to. So, yeah, good inspirational opportunity.
All right. Now, a leader is spelled A-L-E-D-A, okay? A-L-E-D-A. Now, where you need to go to is aleadercollective.com, aleadercollective.com. Now, this is happening on Thursday, the 10th of February, Adelaide Convention Centre. But as I say, if you're a boss out there and you think this is something that would be great for your staff, why not get along? Why not get involved? And Birdman, before you leave us now, working with Roo over the journey, we have learned a little bit about you. Have you still got all of your CD collection in alphabetical order? Or?
I've got 5 kids now, so I've really had to just soften up on that.
When you get crook, are you still taping onions to your ears when you get sick?
No, I've actually dropped that out as well. I've found a better solution to that.
Right.
Not at work. He's obviously just got the 6 month holiday.
Yeah.
Got your guys working
leave.
And they just got the feed up
already. Yeah. Oh, of course. Mate, we're the workers. We're keeping the factory going. Don't worry about that. Yeah. Hey, mate, good luck with this. It sounds like it's going to be a great summit. So once again, it's on Thursday, the 10th of February. Adelaide Convention Centre. Brett Burton, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great lad, Brett Burton.